There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. Seven states passed marriage amendments, Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed three amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. Eight states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says he loves being married. It's so great to find that one special person you want to annoy for the rest of your life. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure, and that works both ways. adventure and broadcasting or something like that. Anyway, you know, speaking of annoying, I can't watch the news of an evening. I didn't know you were going to play. I never heard that before. I don't watch the news late in the evening because it makes me mad. I think, doggone it, they could do a better job of that. So instead, I watch Sanford and Son and All in the Family, and they've been running reruns now of Andy Griffith. And they run one right after another. And did a little research on Andy because yesterday, last night, one of the shows, Opie comes in and asks Andy for a dime. And he didn't ask any questions. Andy didn't. He just reached in his pocket and gave the kid a dime. And those films were, they filmed those from 1960 to 1967. And I thought, today, now Jeff, you've got kids. What can a kid do with a dime today?
Not much. They'd come and ask for $10.
Yeah, for just one dime, what can they do?
Not much. I can't think of anything.
I can't think of one thing. Now, I don't do shopping at all, but what shopping I do in a Quick Stop or something like that. There's nothing in there that you can buy for a dime. Now, I can remember when you could buy things for a penny. Now, that goes way back, and, you know, they say, yeah, you're still living in the 1930s. Maybe so. But Opie needed a dime. And Andy gave it to him, and I got to thinking about our money system. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 is when they actually took the money out of the hands of Congress and put it into the international bankers' hands. But it's an act to provide for the establishment of Federal Reserve banks to furnish an elastic currency to afford means of rediscounting commercial paper, to establish a more effective supervision of banking in the United States and for other purposes. Now, I don't know what an elastic currency is. It means, you know, it doesn't stretch as far as it used to, that's for sure. But we used to have, and still do, pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, and dollars. And a penny, as I said a while ago, when I was growing up, had some value. You could buy things for a penny, literally so. And there were a lot of 5 and 10 cent stores around. Every town had a 5 and 10 cent store. And that's what they meant. I mean, you could come in there with a nickel or a dime and buy something. Okay? Today, it actually costs more than a penny to make a penny. The government goes would go... They're already broke. Start to say the government go broke making pennies. They're broke to start with. But they lose money by manufacturing a penny, so they're going to try to do away with pennies. Actually, I guess a dollar is about the lowest denomination of money that we have today that will actually do anything, and it won't do much. So anyway, the government is now out making gold coins, except they're not gold. The program will issue coins featuring each of the four presidents, one every 3 months before moving on to the next president in chronological order by their term of office. The U.S. Mint calls it the Presidential Dollar Gold Program, or Dollar Coin Program. They started out making, of course, George Washington $1 gold coins. They're going to issue about 340 million of those things. And before it's all over with, if we stopped with Gerald Ford, which somebody else will die between now and then probably, we will have had over 12 billion of these dollar gold coins out. I have with me today Craig Smith, president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUICOIN. Are you dealing in these $1 gold coins, Craig?
No, unfortunately, we're not, Terry. I should say fortunately, actually. You know, they make lovely keepsakes, but we're not too crazy about the potential that they have going forward.
Yeah, is there any gold in them at all?
I know this is going to sound horrible, Terry, but I have really not been following that because we consider that a trinket market. And to the best of my knowledge, no, it does not have any gold in it. I think it's a layer of plated gold, if I remember correctly.
But it's not gold.
That's correct.
I mean, it's not even plated with gold. I think it's, I don't know what it is. They look goldish.
Yeah, I know this is going to sound horrible, but I, honest to goodness, I just don't really follow that part because it's not, I follow coins, Derry, that have a significant value as it relates to their content and metal. And as a direct result of that, we really don't get involved. A lot of these programs that have been developed by the government have been as a direct result of the need for Home Shopping Network to have product, quite frankly. And the presidential dollars will be graded. I mean, I think the original act that they came up with was in 2005. And, I can get some information on it.
Hey, don't worry about it. I thought we should have discussed this before we went on the air.
Yeah, I feel horrible because, I've been in coins for 30 years, and it's just one of those things that I've never really followed because it's not the – I mean, I remember the release dates back in February. I think George Washington came out, and I think it was in the early spring that the John Adams coin came out, and I think – in the next couple weeks, the Jefferson coin is coming out, and they make a lovely little keepsake, but if you remember correctly, they were, they're going to be very similar to the Sacagawea dollar.
Right.
And the Sacagawea dollar went the same way as the Susan B. Anthony dollar. You can just give them away, but they don't have any value to investors as it relates to
why I knew about this, and I didn't know much about it, and I shouldn't have mentioned it at all, but one of our salespeople were in here the other day and had a pocket full of those things, and they said, I believe it was in Iowa, that he put his car in a parking garage, and he had to put a $5 bill in this machine, and out came these silver, these gold, whatever they are. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 13 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We have returned. We're visiting today with Craig Smith, president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Well, Craig, I'm sorry I threw kind of a curveball at you there.
Oh, Jerry, it's no problem at all. You know, like I said, on the break, I was thumbing through my book real quick, and I remember the reason why I wasn't so acute on this, and that is because there's going to be a series of gold bullion coins that will match these presidential dollars.
That was going to be my next question. They are coming out with an actual gold bullion coin. Is it really gold?
Yes, it'll be an actual gold bullion coin to honor the president's spouses of the individuals that they sell the commemorative presidential dollar for. But the dollars that came out this year are $1 face value. They're made about, I think they're about 88% or 90% copper and some zinc. And they're worth a buck, and anybody that's paying more than a buck for them, I think they're paying too much for them. But the gold bullion coin that will come out will be a pure gold bullion coin. I don't have the weights on it as of yet. But that will be something that will have some value because when given the analogy you gave of the Andy Griffin Show, you're right, a dime doesn't do much anymore. And, you know, if you look back at that time period, gold was $20 an ounce, you know, back early when a dime was worth something in 1930, 40, 50s. And then,
well, Andy Griffith was on from 60 to 67, so that's when those were made, those
back
films.
Then
were...
you have about $35 an ounce gold, $40 an ounce gold. And, you know, that was back before gold was, you know, what it is today, $680. So I think it brings up a very interesting analogy for anybody who's listening to your program today, that it just goes to show the trend for the dollar is heading in the wrong direction. And I don't know, I'm springing one on you right now, Derry, but I sent you an email just before the program where today we heard that China is now threatening what they call the nuclear option, where two of the officials of the leading Communist Party in China have suggested that if the United States were to do anything to affect our trade with them by, you know, increasing tariffs or or retaliation for currency manipulations, or anything that people like Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton are suggesting, they are well prepared to use the, quote, $1.3 trillion worth of foreign reserves we have in U.S. dollars to effectively collapse the U.S. dollar. That is a shot across the financial bow of America that should be main headlines in every newspaper in America. Yet I would suggest that you and I, and maybe a handful of other people, are the only people in the country talking about it. Yet that should be the headline in every newscast in America today.
And, you know, this goes right back to what we've been saying all of the time, you and I and a few others. Don't get in debt. Get out of debt. If you're in debt, get out. But here the government, if our government didn't owe all that money, we wouldn't care. They couldn't bluff us. They couldn't they couldn't make threats against our economy if we didn't owe them all that money. Hey, I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
And we have returned. We are visiting today with our good friend and colleague, Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com, and you can get in touch with Craig by dialing 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Craig, during the commercial break, I did a real quick run back to the office, and that's why I'm out of breath. You know, we were talking about how the Chinese, and you brought this up, they're making threats against us. Hey, they now have $1.3 trillion. Invested in our treasury bills and bonds, and so they say if we put up any kind of a trade barrier against them, they'll pull that money out. Well, that will be the end of our economy, will it not?
Derry, the implications of the Chinese calling in the money that we owe them would be horrific. I mean, You've got to remember something. The U.S. bond market would go through the roof. The housing market would get hammered. Our economy would go into a massive recession. And I'm not trying to overstate debate this. I mean, any economist that got through the first year of Economics 101 will tell you we can ill afford that right now, given the fact that the markets in all areas, not just the stock market, but the credit markets are incredibly jittery over the subprime mess. And now you have a real estate market that clearly was in a bubble. They've let some of the air out of it. It probably won't crash, but I suspect you're going to see real estate prices drop another 10 or 15% over the next year or so as they let the air out of that bubble that was created by a lot of loose money. And the Chinese, if you skim through that article, Derry, there are two statements in there, and I know we're heading for a break here quick, but these statements are well worth mentioning. Listen to what Fan said, who's one of the big guys over there. He said, China has accumulated a large sum of U.S. dollars, such a big sum of which is a considerable portion is in treasury bonds, contributes to a great deal to maintaining the position of the dollar as a reserve currency. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their dollar holdings. China is unlikely to follow suit as long as the yuan exchange rate is stable against the dollar. The Chinese central bank will be forced to sell dollars once the yuan appreciated dramatically, which might lead to a mass depreciation of the dollar. In other words, he's saying, we're not going to do it now. We're not going to follow the suit of these other countries that reduce their dollar reserves that have caused the U.S. dollar to hit all-time lows against the English pound, near all-time lows against the Japanese yen and other currencies. He said, we're not going to do that. But if our yuan gets affected, which trade barriers will clearly do, which Paulson trying to force them to revalue the yuan will clearly do, they will dump dollars. And Derry, if that happens, it won't be the end of the world in America. But I'm going to tell you something. We will go through 10 years worth of financial pain in this country on a minimum, and maybe as long as 15 years worth of pain, because we'll finally have to pay the bills that we've been accumulating for the last 25 years.
You know, I said I just ran back to the stoop to the office a while ago, and the reason I did that was because I looked up the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, and here's what God tells the people. Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of heart for the abundance of all that he had blessed you with, the Lord will bring a nation against you from afar. The stranger among you shall mount up higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, and you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. All these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that what we're seeing happen right here before our very eyes?
Well, clearly, Derry, and look, as I said, we're still in the cat seat because we're a big consumer of their products and we still are the largest economy in the world. However, we're not going in the right direction. And this direction we've been on has been going on for some 25, 30 years, and it's soon going to come to an abrupt halt unless we do what you said before the last break. We stop spending money we don't have. We get ourselves out of debt. You know, it seems to be the liberal Democrat line is just raise taxes on everybody. We just need more money. That's not the key. The key is to stop spending money. Federal government is way too big. As my hero Ronald Reagan once said, government is not the answer. Government is the problem. And we need to recognize that this federal government has grown into a behemoth that needs insatiable amounts of money to keep operating. And it's time we give the federal government a haircut. And if we don't, we as taxpaying Americans, fellow citizens, will pay the price. Because at the end of the day, Derry, it's always the citizens who pay for the mistakes of the leaders.
Is there any way that either Democrats or Republicans would ever cut back on government spending?
I sure hope so, Derry.
I hope so, too. But I'm asking you, is there a way that they will? Because I don't think they will.
Well, unless the system changes, the people have to demand it out of their leaders. They have to say no more to these social engineered spending programs. No, hey, look, we should be increasing our spending in one area and one area alone, and that is in national defense, in military. Short of that, we should not be spending money anywhere. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton now saying we should have $1 billion to bail out people that took mortgages that should have never had mortgages in the first place. If we keep moving down this path of socialism where the government is going to take care of everything in your life from health care to your mortgage, we're in trouble on a long-term basis. It has to stop, and it's got to stop by the people demanding it.
All right, but the people now, we have more people that that have their hands out and getting these government funds than we have people that are paying taxes so they can outvote us.
Well, if that happens and that ratio gets too much, Terry, it will be forced, because when you have more takers than givers, ultimately the system just collapses. I don't believe that will happen. I believe the American people will rise up before that.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. Today on the Derry Brownfield Show, we're discussing why the U.S. dollar is in such trouble. When China makes a open statement that they consider $1.3 trillion worth of U.S. debt that they hold a nuclear option as it relates to trading with their largest trading partner, it's time we sit up and take notice. How long will Americans allow the future of this country to be jeopardized to the whims of foreign countries, especially communist countries like China? It's high time that the American people take a stand. But in order to take a stand, you have to understand how a dollar collapse would affect you, or how a devaluation of your currency on a long-term basis will affect your ability to retire, your cost of living, the educations for your children, the inheritances that you pass down to your children. You know, Scripture tells us that a wise man leaves his children's children an inheritance, and yet our government is making it more difficult to do that every day. Well, that's why back in February I wrote a report, Why the Dollar is in Trouble. And recently I wrote a report, Dow 14,000, Miracle or Mirage? What is actually going on in the economy? If you'd like to get some information on how this will ultimately affect the country and you, it's simple. Pick up a telephone and dial 800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. We have incredible material to help you understand exactly what's going on and how real or unreal this Chinese threat is. Actually, we even have a wonderful CD that Derry and I did together discussing off the air some of the things that we see going on in the economy. If you'd like this information, it's always complimentary. No charge to you, because you're a listener of the Common Sense Coalition. All you have to do is pick up a telephone and call 800-289-2646. If you're out in the car or on the tractor or in the field, or you got your hands in cookie dough making cookies right now, don't stop for a pen. Just remember 800-BUYCOIN, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Pick up a phone and make a call, or if you have internet access, you can go to SwissAmerica.com on the net and just pump into one of the search engines a dollar trouble, and it will bring up all of our articles on the U.S. dollar. But if there was ever a time for the American people to be informed on what's happening in the international marketplace as it relates to their dollars that you work for, dollars that you save, dollars that you plan for your retirement, it's time you do it today. Give us a call, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or on the net at SwissAmerica.com.
Craig, I've been looking at some information here that concerns electronically traded gold funds, and they talk about having 600 tons of gold to trade on. What is all this about?
Well, you have ETFs. Electronic, you know, exchange traded funds are traditionally electronically traded funds. And they do actually hold physical gold. A lot of people would suggest that that's why we've seen such a massive move in the upside of gold, because Wall Street is now involved in gold. Here's what's interesting, Derry. If you look at the traditional holders of gold, you know, like foreign banks or foreign governments, they do that to hedge their currency positions. But over the last 3-4 years, hedge fund managers, day traders, mutual fund managers have started to hold gold in several forms. They're holding gold in exchange-traded funds like you're talking about. They're holding it in the form of gold stocks, I know of two major hedge funds now that have actual numismatic gold coins, one that's 50 million, one that will be close to 100 million when it's completed. We're now seeing Wall Street buying gold. Why? Well, we saw yesterday why, Derry. It was pretty simple. When Mr. Bernanke comes out and holds Fed funds at 7.25%, when you got Cramer and everybody on CNBC screaming to cut the rates, and he says the reason for it is he's concerned about inflation, we as Americans need to take note of that. I mean, think about it, Derry. The head of the Federal Reserve Bank of America, which is basically the lender of last resort to the world, is saying inflation is a concern, it's not moderating like they expected it, and they're taking precautions against it. There's only one inflation hedge that's working right now, Derry, and that's gold. Traditionally, the housing market works against inflation. That sure hasn't been the case in the last 12 months, and it probably won't be for some time to come because there's a glut of real estate in the market right now. Now, over long term, obviously that will change. But in the short term, gold is the number one hedge. And so you're seeing exchange-traded funds doing well. You're seeing the physical markets doing well. And I suspect that you're going to see gold continue to go up. I mean, Derry, we're very close to the $700 mark again, and people are saying, well, it's already gone up. It's only scratched the surface. Gold could technically run to $2,135 an ounce.
Now, why do you come up with a figure like $2,135 an ounce?
Because if you adjust just for inflation, Derry, over the last 30 years, gold could easily be at that number and still be, have a very good value relative to what's happened to the dollar. And I'm not alone in that. I mean, these are numbers that are coming from economists, not from me. I mean, these are coming from very independent people that are suggesting this. It's kind of like the Dow, Derry. Everybody got all excited about the Dow at 14,000. If you adjust for inflation, just to stay even, the Dow would have had to have been over 14,250 to have the same value of just keeping up with what's deteriorated in the dollar over the last several years. So people always have to remember, you got to adjust for inflation when you're talking about money, and we tend not to do that in America.
What did you say the Fed's interest rate is now?
Fed funds are 5.25%. Bernanke reaffirmed yesterday that he's going to hold it at 5.25%. Bernanke would like to raise rates. He wants to let more of the air out of this housing bubble, Derry. I mean, people are crying the blues that they can't, you know, that they're losing their houses. I know this is going to sound very cold, Derry, but a lot of people losing their houses right now shouldn't have bought them in the first place. It could ill afford them.
You know, we talked about that. I talked about that in some detail back, I don't know, it's been several years ago, but when they were doing this. But here's a guy, I said, you know, if I was starting out, I didn't have anything to lose, didn't have any, you know, nothing to lose. Why not buy a house with no money down and no interest for the first 5 years? Who cares? I mean, have a nice place to live for 4 or 5 years and then worry about it.
Derry, you're absolutely correct. I know of one particular situation in a central state here in America, and I won't use a name or anything to give it away. But these people bought this house. It's a very luxurious house. No money down. They actually gave them money to move in the way they did their mortgage. They couldn't pay for it. The house is in foreclosure. There's so many houses that are in foreclosure in that area right now. The bank's allowing them to stay there. And you know what this guy's attitude is? Just what you just said. Hey, I basically have lived here now for 2 years free. The bank can't sell the house. I'm maintaining it because there's so many houses on the market in that area right now. They don't want them vacant because you run into vandalism and pipes break and all that kind of stuff. And he's basically living for free. And so what we're seeing happen right now, you know, people are saying, I bought a house for $200,000, it's $500,000, and now it's back down to $400,000. Well, they forget they doubled their money, for Pete's sakes. I mean, we've got to take all of this into consideration, and the reality is we created this by creating trillions of dollars of debt in the process, Derry.
Right, but I can't. I've sat on a bank board a little bit. We used to always say back when I was borrowing a lot of money, and you and I went through about the same thing back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
owed a lot of money. And you'd go to the bank to borrow money, and you found out that the only people that could really borrow money were people that didn't need it. You know what I mean? They were. And we always made jokes about bankers. You know, they're so tight that they squeak when they walk and all this sort of thing. But it was hard to get a loan. Now they want it. They this law, and you know, I don't feel sorry for those people. The people are the bankers. I mean,
well, and let me tell you something. I do feel sorry for the people that the credit crunch has caused corporations to cut back, and they've lost their jobs as a direct result of that.
Yeah, that's a different. That's a different story.
I'm very sympathetic towards that, but you're absolutely right, Derry. Look, Alan Greenspan said this. You and I have talked about this in prior programs. He said during good times, bad loans are made, and during bad times, good loans are made. I can assure you, going forward from here, Derry, the loans that the banks make are going to be rock solid loans. But in when times are good, they get real loosey-goosey. They lend money. Hey, Derry, you'll remember this. You and I talked about a particular commercial we watched on television with the little old guy with the glasses.
Right.
Remember?
I lost another loan.
125% of the value of your home. Do you remember?
Right, right. I lost another loan to Ditech.
That's right. And you and I laughed about it, and we said, Derry, there will come a day where we are having the discussion we are having today. Okay, there's nothing new under the sun, my friend. You know it, and I know it. And look, your listeners are not going to want to hear this. I think what's happening today in the marketplace and in the housing market is very healthy right now because people are realizing it's not a birthright to own a home in America. Double-digit returns on your money are not a birthright, that the financial markets are risky, and that you have to plan properly and not get sucked up in all the hype so that you can plan retirement properly, so that you can plan your children's education properly and not fall prey to Madison Avenue advertising that clearly has got a lot of people in trouble right now.
You know, you mentioned this person had bought a house for $200,000, and then it went to $400,000. But you know, he hasn't made any money on that, unless he's willing to sell the house and cash in his chips and go to Mexico or something.
Right.
What are you going to do with that money? Because it's worth half of what it was when he made the deal.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he can't buy another house.
Well, the problem is, Derry, that people use their houses like piggy banks. The guy who bought the house for $200,000, when it went to $300,000, he took a second out, borrowed money and bought stocks or put an addition on his house or a new car or what have you. And then it went to $400,000, he refinanced again and pulled another $50,000 or $60,000 out of the house to go take a vacation or whatever he did. And now all of a sudden he's got a house that went to $400,000 that's now back to $300,000 and he owes $400,000 on it.
You know, we did exactly the same thing back in the 80s, in the 60s, and the 70s, and in the 80s is what caught us, in agriculture. We started out farming, and we were told we had to get bigger and more efficient or else get out of farming, so we'd buy the next farm that came up for sale. But it was easy to do because you could refinance the one that you already had. You owed on it. Didn't make any difference. If you bought it for $100 an acre and it was $200 an acre, hey, we doubled our money. Hey, look at the collateral I have here. And we kept doing this until it got up to thousands of dollars an acre. And then interest hit 21%. And these are the same farmers that are no longer farming because they got bigger and more efficient.
Yeah, I remember it well. I remember it well, and you know, this is not a new phenomenon, Derry. People have to keep in mind, all this borrowing, Derry, fueled the economy over the last 6-7 years and gave us a very rock and roll stock market. Think about people's 401ks and IRAs and all that type of stuff. It's kind of like, you know, one of the biggest segments of my business right now, Derry, is people that are putting gold in their IRAs. People are, you know, you're now allowed by the government to actually hold gold in your IRA. And because most people have money in their IRAs and they can't take it out till they're 65 years of age, they need it protected, so they use gold to do that. It's a great program. It costs you nothing out of your pocket, really, because they just take it from your IRA to purchase the gold, so it doesn't cost you any money to get started.
Okay, I hear music. Let's take another break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Returned. We have returned. Craig, going into the commercial break, you were talking about the IRAs and gold. Let's say someone wants to put gold in their IRA. Who holds that gold?
There's a couple banks that do it. There's one in the East Coast. There's actually one now that just moved to Phoenix, Arizona. They're based out of Texas. They now have a facility here in Phoenix where we're located. And they actually take the physical gold. They physically deposit it in a vault for you that you own that gold. It's not a piece of paper. Actually, the physical coins actually sit in that vault.
But they're not in your vault.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a negative, but it's kind of like an IRA to begin with. An IRA, your money's not in your hands anyway.
No, it's not.
It's held in an account somewhere. So, but the neat part about it, Derry, is that you have a hedge against everything else in your portfolio. So let's say gold goes up to 800 or 1,000, or I guess I should say when gold goes to 800 or 1,000, because you know what's amazing about my business, Derry? For years, I felt like a voice out in the middle of the wilderness. And now all of a sudden, all the Main Street people are saying it. You know, Jim Cramer. I mean, I give you a list of people. I did this on my website a year ago. All the name brand people who are telling people to buy gold. I couldn't believe it.
Well, you don't hear Cavuto saying that, do you?
Well, I got to tell you, though, if you listen to Neil's discussions about portfolios, he believes in diversification, and he'll tell you to have an inflation hedge. He prefers gold stock and some of the others because you can get a dividend, but he's still suggesting gold belongs in a portfolio. And what I find fascinating about the economy that we live in today, Derry, is reality is starting to set back in. You know, think about it. We saw this in the dot-com boom. People ask their shoeshine guy, where should I put my money? I mean, you know, we have a joke in our business. Wall Street is the only street in the world where guys who drive Chevrolets give advice to guys who drive Rolls Royces. I mean, it really is a crazy world that we live in right now. But they're going back to basics, Terry, and the basics are diversify. Have some in stock, some in bonds, some in gold, some in cash. That's the way to do it. And most of all, reduce your debt. You know what's missing in the discussion with China, Terry?
What's
that? We owe them money. How much do they owe us? They don't owe us anything.
That's what I said earlier.
Yeah, and what does the Bible say? Be a lender, not a borrower. Instead, we're the borrower, not a lender. So your quote out of Deuteronomy is right on.
Yeah, and it says the foreigners are going to come over here and loan us the money, and we're going to be the tail and not the head.
And what did Thomas Jefferson warn us about? He said that we'd wake up one day in the land that our fathers fought and died for, and we wouldn't own it anymore. I mean, and that's exactly what's happening. So if we ever give control to the bankers, we'll wake up one day in the land and it won't be ours anymore.
You know, you mentioned the IRAs, and I've been through this on the IRAs because I cashed mine in. Uh-oh, I hear more music. But let me tell you, it's not as easy to get your money out of an IRA as you think it is.
Well, in gold, you can do it in 72 hours.
Okay, but you can't, it depends upon the people that you're dealing with in your local business, you know. But, for example, I'm going to have to take a break. But when we come back, we'll talk about that. And then we have a caller that wants to know about an IRA. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a building for hay, machinery, or a workshop, steel-span buildings can solve your storage needs. And more importantly, these buildings are affordable and bird-free every day. So listen to what my listeners say who have bought this Quonset-styled building.
It went together very easily, and the birds don't have a place to roost in there, and it's just an all-around maintenance-free building. I get so many compliments about it. People that drive in, they got to go in and look at it.
Call Lou anytime you need to, and it usually works well.
Pretty warm out here, but it's cool in there. Got a combine and baler and corn planter, you name it. It couldn't be better.
Friends, it's Lou. Don't miss out on my 50x50 Quonset-style building special for $8,600. I can only offer this at this price until Thursday. Call me for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 800-894-9408.
Friends, what are you waiting for? I'm convinced. Call Lou now. You know, I've been telling you about the best-kept secret in the Ozarks, the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Well, I was there, had a good time. It's a beautiful place to go. It's internationally known for the musical shows and concerts they produce. The concerts are held in the main lobby in front of the big stone fireplace, and the acoustics are perfect. So listen to this.
Past performers at Wildwood Springs Lodge include Asleep at the Wheel, Pure Prairie League, Michael Martin Murphy, Leroy Parnell, and many, many more. Coming soon, Brewer and Shipley, The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Rice and Rowan, The Outlaws, America, Dr. John, Poco, Arlo Guthrie, and The Guess Who, just to name a few.
As I said before, I've been there, done that, and you should too. Stay for a meal, it is delicious. Stay for the show, they're outstanding. Stay for the night, and you're in for a real treat. Book online at wildwoodspringslodge.com or call 573-775-2400. And we have returned. What I was going to tell you very quickly, and then we'll go to a caller, but I drew out my IRA, and the people that I was working with were out of town. And I realized at the time, if someone didn't want you to get your money out, they could really make it hard on you.
Yeah, especially if it's in paper form. But in the case of a gold IRA, Derry, and we do this every day of the week, all you have to do is send a form to the bank. They, in turn, send us a form, and you can liquidate literally overnight, and a check is on its way in 3 days to you. So,
okay, let's go to Warren. Hi, Warren. You wanted to talk about your IRA.
I want to talk about the fact that if you, say, for example, you had $50,000 in a money market fund, money market, would you just sit around and watch that inflate away, or would you buy gold, or would you, say, put it in a Swiss annuity and have it denominated in Swiss francs?
I think both of those strategies are good. I'm not sure that I would turn it all into gold. I would take a portion of it and turn it into gold. You're absolutely right, though. This caller brings up a great point, Derry. It's a great way to close the program. If your money is sitting in a money market or a time deposit and you're getting paid 5%, by the time you figure inflation, you are guaranteed a loss on a yearly basis. You are losing money sitting in time deposits. That's why all that money moved into the stock market, because you were losing money if you were sitting still in a time deposit. And that's why if you take a portion of that money and you put it into gold, gold goes up, the dollar value goes down, you've offset the effects of that inflation. And this caller brings up a critical point. If you're sitting in time deposits, you have to do something to counterbalance it, because you're guaranteed a loss on a yearly basis unless you believe the U.S. dollar is going to recover precipitously overnight.
Are you there, Warren?
Yeah. I just wondered what he might think about a Swiss annuity.
I think Swiss annuities are great as well. My only concern about Swiss annuities is obviously you're dealing with a foreign country. The Swiss have been very stable. As Derry said, if you think it's difficult to get your money out of a local bank, it becomes even a little bit more difficult when you're dealing with a country that's 4,000 miles away. But I do believe in Swiss annuities for the right application, for the right people. But considering if you have that money in an IRA, you're much better off using the gold option. And all you got to do is call our offices. We can send you the brochure on it. You can use us, or if you have somebody else you're working with, we'll just get you the information. You can use them. But I highly suggest keeping everything here in America, because, you know, God forbid there's a problem over there and you've got to travel to, I mean, there can be complications, but I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying. Under the right application, a Swiss annuity works very, very well if it's set up properly.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call, Warren. Very quickly, why don't you tell our listeners what a Swiss annuity is? Because I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you know, an annuity is like anything. You put X amount of dollars in and it guarantees to pay you over time. The only difference between a Swiss annuity and American annuity is it's normally denominated in Swiss francs, which if you look at Swiss francs against what the U.S. dollar is, they've been a lot more stable. You know, Derry, people really don't understand what's happened to their dollar until they travel overseas. And people say, well, I don't travel overseas, so it's no big deal. Monday night, I got together with a group of folks that were in from London, and they were jokingly saying, we can't believe how cheap stuff is here in America. And I thought about it as I was sitting at dinner with these people that 10 years ago, I used to go to Mexico, and I could get a good steak in Mexico right across the border in Nogales when I lived in Tucson. You know, you could get a good steak, was 20 years ago now, a good steak for you know, $3-4. Now a steak down there is $15-16. And Europe and the rest of the world is coming to America because it's like how Americans used to go to Mexico. Our money is so cheap right now. I mean, anybody who's traveled recently overseas, I'd love to have them give you a call and tell you what hotel rooms cost, what rental cars cost, what just a cup of coffee costs overseas. You all of a sudden realize how critical it is for us to stop this dropping dollar if Americans are going to maintain the lifestyle that they have in the world stage.
And we are totally out of time. We'll turn the show over to our good friends on Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.